morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year, everybody. You're all here to listen to us this morning. We're going to work together to start off the new year on a positive note. And if we can help you solve any of the problems that you did have this past year, give us a call. It's toll free, 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together, and we're going to have a great new garden. What I'd like all of you to do is make a New Year's resolution for your garden. And I've made a bunch of them, and we'll talk about them today. One of them is to plant a new annual, a new vegetable, and a new perennial in the garden. And some projects that you started in the garden and haven't finished it. You know, it could be maybe you wanted to line the outside edges of your garden with some timbers so you have a nice, smooth edge, easy to mow, easy to maintain. Maybe you planted some fruit trees and you haven't pruned them up yet. Maybe you've always wanted to plant some grapes and haven't taken the time to build the arbor for them to grow on yet. All kinds of things like that. So if you have a project that you've wanted to do, not quite sure how to get started, give us a call, 800-259-9231, and I'll see if I can help you with it. One of my projects is some apple trees that I planted in one of my gardens. I planted a 25-foot by 20-foot garden. It's an intense garden, and there was 5 fruit trees in the garden. 4 of them I'm growing on the sides of the garden in the espaliered form. One in the middle I'm going to grow in the shape of a globe, and they've been in 2 years. They're doing beautiful, but I haven't begun the practice of training them to do what I want yet. So that's high on my list to get that done. This is the garden where I grow all my herbs when I make spaghetti sauce, so we're going to do some cooking. And that's worked out really well. It's a garden that I planted strawberries last year. And I wanted to try something I hadn't done in a long time, and I bought a bale of straw. First thing that I did is I got the soil all ready for the strawberries, conditioned it, manured, compost, you know, everything that you have to do. Spread down all my straw, a good 1.5 inches thick, planted my strawberries, got all excited, kept watering them and feeding them, and then it happened. It just happened that that bale of straw had been cut too late. The farmer had cut the bale of straw too late. And what had happened is the straw, which is a grass, and it's grown for the purpose of preventing weeds and holding moisture and making the garden look nice at the same time, they had cut it too late. And what had happened is, because they cut it too late, the grass had already begun to make seed heads. And I'm telling you, this past year was a nightmare with the grasses that developed from that straw. And I'm not kidding. I bet you I weeded that garden of grasses at least a dozen times. And each time I would pull up some of the straw that I had put down along with the grasses, and it just seemed to get worse and worse and worse to a point where the strawberries never really grew. So this past fall, when I cleaned the garden and put everything to bed, I raked up all of the straw, took that straw, threw it into my compost pile, and said, you can stay in there. So I'm not quite sure now if I'm going to do straw again. I want to get the strawberries replanted. I mean, the strawberries that did survive just never did any good because the grasses were just so strong and came in so fast. And sometimes I would weed the grasses that develop from the straw, and within 10 days to 2 weeks, it looked like I had done absolutely nothing. That's how many seeds were in that male. So needless to say, I did yell several times to the garden center where I bought the straw. What are you going to do? It's not their fault. They bought straw from a company that raises it for that particular purpose. They just cut it too late, maybe due to the weather, because it was wet in the early spring. And they turned out to be a disaster. So that was my disaster. On a positive note, I did use a landscape fabric that had a built-in watering system that I used over half of my garden. And that was the most incredible thing I did in the garden. Half the garden, never had to weed it once. Never. Because the fabric is black, the ground warmed up ahead of schedule. Kept it warmer for a longer period of time during the day and carried it into the evening. And I had the best peppers that I have ever had. My peppers grew in the neighborhood of 3 foot plus and spread almost 3 foot. Now, I had put the rows 3 feet apart, put the plants 2 feet apart, and when you went in that garden, you could not see the ground. And the crop was incredible. I had some of the biggest peppers I have ever had. Some of my cold weather crops that I had put in there did suffer a little bit because they don't like the heat. They came in very quick, but the broccoli, for example, because of the landscape fabric with the watering system built into it, because it got so hot, it actually made the broccoli develop faster, which was good if you were in the garden every single day to harvest. But if you didn't go in the garden every day to cut the little inch and a half crowns that the broccoli makes, it turned to a yellow flower very, very quickly. So I'm going to move that to a different area. The cauliflower ripened quicker. The Brussels sprouts did awesome. In fact, we ate Brussels sprouts on Christmas Day from the garden, and there's still some ready in the garden right now. We did get about a foot of snow this past week for that big blizzard, and on Christmas Day, we were in that garden picking Brussels sprouts. My sister-in-law, who I've been helping a little bit, she planted Brussels sprouts, and we were over there for New Year's Eve, and she picked Brussels sprouts from her garden. She had never done it before, so she was really excited about the whole process to think that here it is in January, late December, January, and you're actually eating produce from your vegetable garden. there's snow on the ground, and you're able to go into that garden and pick Brussels sprouts. They're frozen solid. You pick them, you just pull them, they break right off the stem. Bring them in the house, fill your sink with some water or a big container with some water, let them sit in some cool to warm water. Slowly they thaw, and then you just clean a layer or two of the leaf around the little Brussels sprouts, clean them up, cook them, and they are wonderful. And Brussels sprouts, I've found that if you can, the ones that you pick early on are good. They really taste cabbagey. And I know a lot of you don't like that cabbagey taste. But once you've had some cold weather and you've had some good frost, the frost will make the Brussels sprouts taste sweeter. And that's the secret. Cold weather. Plant them early, give them a chance to get caught. But let them get hit by a frost or some snow, and they are wonderful. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Call right now. Talk with Don. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Well, good morning and happy new year to all of you joining us this morning. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we're going to try and recap some of the problems that we had this past year and talk about the future. A lot of great things coming out this year. We'll be talking about that in the weeks to come, but we have some wonderful new products that will help you to have a new garden. A lot of new plants coming out, new varieties of annuals and perennials, new varieties of grasses, all kinds of new organic products, fertilizers, insect killers, fungicides, that for those of you that want to stay natural and organic, there's some great ones coming out. So I think it's going to be another exciting year. And, you know, if we can help you with your garden, your yard, your home at this time of the year, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How was your holiday?
Oh, it was simply blissful, as it were.
You got to spend some time with your family, huh?
Oh, of course. That's what the holidays are for, so that's what I did.
That's great. That is super.
Absolutely.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
As always, I am ready to do some gardening.
Who do we have up first?
We have Liz from New Hampshire, who has a question about an insect.
Okay. Liz, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a house plant. It resembles an ivy. It has insects which fly around constantly. Don't know how to control them.
Are they really small, like a fruit fly?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Right now, there's no insecticide, but there will be when spring arrives. It's called a fungus gnat. And a fungus gnat is an insect that lives, believe it or not, in a good quality potting soil, a soil that has a lot of organic matter. And that's what it really, really loves. What I've done in the past is, like a day like today, it's going to be into the mid to high 40s in New England. If you see that they're beginning to fly a little bit, pick up the plant. Bring it outside. When you get outside, take a hand and rustle all of the leaves, disturb them. And they're going to fly out of the plant. Once they leave the plant, they're in your yard. When night comes, they're dead. So go outside, ruffle up the plant, and if the temperatures are going to be in the mid-40s, as long as it doesn't get to the freezing point, leave it outside for a half an hour to an hour. Go back outside, rough up that plant again to try and disturb them. They'll leave the plant because you are disturbing them, and then bring it back in the house. Now, most insects are attracted to yellow more than any other color. So if you can get yourself a piece of cardboard or plastic that's yellow, and what you're going to do is you're going to put a little bit of Vaseline on that yellow surface and put it right in the plant. You can staple it to like a popsicle stick or something, or just lay it right on top of your plant. Just grease up one side with the Vaseline to be attracted to it. And you're going to see the following morning, little insects stuck all over the Vaseline. When I was going to college, one of the greenhouses, they could not spray. They want to keep it totally chemical free. And roses have a lot of white fly. And what they had done is, on some of the rose bushes, we had taken like an index card, yellow plastic. We coated it with Vaseline. We took a clothespin, and we clipped it to the actual rose stem. And every morning when we went in there, we found insects stuck to it. It didn't kill everything, but it really cut down on the numbers. So give that a try. In the spring, there's a new product coming. I can't remember the name right now, but we'll be talking a lot about it. But the best thing is get them outside, get them out of your house. You get rid of the adults, they can't lay eggs, and you eliminate the new generation that's going to make things worse.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want morning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year to you. And if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Now, this time of the year, outside gardening, for the most part, for most of us, is pretty much over. We're working on the inside, on our houseplants. We're planning our garden for the spring. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have on our website a section on seed catalogs. So we'll give you a whole bunch of lists, their email addresses, their physical address, and where you can order the catalogs. And to me, that's a great part of spring. You get a day where there's a lot of snow, it's cold. And, you know, you want to start thinking about the garden. January is a little bit early, but next month, a lot of you are going to be thinking about getting back in the yard. I know a lot of you now are, you know, you want to go skiing, you want to go spend some time outside with the cold weather, which I love also. I was telling Dawn before we started the program that I love a good blizzard. And I actually asked for a blizzard for Christmas. I thought my wife was going to kill me. But I got it, and I was happy. So, you know, I love to walk out in the snow when you get that driving snow. Your face gets cold. You know, you've got to, as you walk through the snow, you can, it's resistance up against your boots, your cold. But to me, I live in Maine, and I like that type of cold weather. It's not every day. But as to me, it's exciting to have a blizzard. And snow like that is good for us. It helps to clean the trees. Now, those of you that had caterpillars in your flowering trees or even in the trees around your yard, and you probably look, I mean, if you get a chance, you look where the caterpillars made a nest. And maybe it wasn't a tree that you were going to spray, but the remnants of that caterpillar nest remain. You know, they wove their nests with the fibers that they make. And when the leaves fell, the caterpillar nest still remained in the top of your tree. Well, you get the type of wind and blowing snow that we had this past week here in New England, a lot of those caterpillar nests come out. So this is the way that Mother Nature uses the weather to clean the trees of some of the damage that was there. And snow is a very important part of our garden. You may say, oh, Paul, we don't need a lot of snow. We need to have the yard covered with snow during the winter. If you can get a winter where you have 4, 5, 6 inches of snow on the ground all winter long, that is the best thing that could happen to your plants. Because snow is insulation. It insulates your perennials. It insulates your ground covers. Things like Pachysandra, English ivy, especially English ivy. If you try and plant English ivy further north, into southern Maine, for example, even like the North Shore of Boston, and you plant the wrong variety of English ivy, you have a lot of browning of the foliage when spring arrives. And this can be eliminated when the plant is covered with snow. It's not the snow that creates the problem. It's the sun, number one. But close behind number one is the wind. So if you get a day where the temperatures are below freezing, you get a nice sunny day, raising that temperature above freezing, and then you get some wind, as the wind blows across your yard during the winter, that air in the winter is dry. There's no humidity. There's no moisture in that air. As it blows across your yard, the wind will pick up the moisture from the snow to kind of neutralize it. Well, if there's no snow on the ground and the air is cold and it's dry, what will happen is it will pick up the moisture from the ground and from your plants. Broadleaf evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, holly, ground covers like English ivy, for example, will lose the moisture from the leaf. The sun warms up that foliage to temperatures above freezing. The plant opens up its pores. And once those pores open up, moisture will escape the leaf. The wind picks it up. And because the ground is frozen, the roots cannot replace the missing foliage, the missing moisture in their foliage. If it happens now and then, it's not a big deal. But if it happens day after day after day, that's when spring arrives, you notice that your rhododendrons on the outside margins of the leaf will have brown edges. You'll have spotting. Your azaleas that are semi-evergreen, where this time of the year you look at them, they look to have quite a few leaves on them. By the time you get to late March, you look at that same azalea, the leaves have turned brown, they've fallen, and it looks like sticks with just a few leaves around the buds. And if we have a winter with very little snow and cold weather, rhododendrons may not have as big of a blossom as possible because the buds have dried out a little bit. And the flowers on the outside edges of that bud are the ones that take the brunt of the wind and the sun, and some of those will dry out or partially dry out. So instead of having a rhododendron with a bloom that's 6 inches in diameter, it could be 4 because some of the outer buds froze. Your spring flowering dogwoods. If you live in Massachusetts, south, southern Maine, sometimes your spring blooming dogwoods will survive. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, which is southern Maine, and I just have not had good luck with the spring flowering dogwoods because the buds dry out before spring arrives. In many years, when I lived south of Boston, the white dogwoods were magnificent. They seemed to be a lot hardier than the pink. And I remember growing up, my father had a white and a pink right on the front lawn. And some years, the pink, you would look at the bud, and it would barely open. And you could see where the 4 petals were beginning to develop. On the tips of that petal was all brown. They dried out. While the white normally survived any kind of weather. So the pink is not as hardy as the white. So consider that where you live. And before you plant a pink, think about putting it in a place that's more sheltered than the white. The white can be right in the middle of the front lawn. It can take all the wind and all the weather. But the pink, more delicate. Some years, you could have a lot of wind, very little snow, and your magnolias don't develop as pretty as they should. Some of the buds never open. They all dry out. And you've done nothing wrong. It's just that Mother Nature did not provide the protection that was needed. It did have a coat. Did have a little jacket to protect the flowers. But because the air was cold, we had wind, no snow to protect the plants, we ended up with some damage to that plant, and the flowers suffer. One plant that really does show signs of damage is the Japanese red maple. And the more fancy a variety that you buy, the more likely it is to have some dieback. And I remember the first year I planted a very, very lacy type leaf. Really cut back, almost look like the palm of your hand, very narrow leaflets, really fringed, gorgeous, gorgeous foliage. But the first 3 years I planted that Japanese red leaf or thread leaf maple, I would die back 2 inches, 3 inches, some branches even more, until the plants around it got bigger. Now that the plants around it are much larger, and they are evergreen, they buffer the wind. And this maple has done very good. So, before you plant, know your location. Know the qualities of that plant. And when you go to the nursery, talk to them. Tell them where you're going to be planting. And, you know, you may want a dogwood. You may want a pink one. You may want it right in the middle of your front yard. But I'll tell you, if it's full sun all day, it's wide open, your neighbor next door, there's no trees on his property, and you get the wind that just goes from his yard to your yard and just continues, you may want to consider putting a white one. Take the pink one. Plant it in the backyard. Or plant it near the side of your house so that at least the house can buffer some of the wind to minimize the damage that the wind is going to make. So the whole secret with gardening is you cannot be scared to ask a question. You can't say to yourself, oh, this is such a dumb question. They're going to think that I'm crazy. How do you know the answer? Did you go to school for it? Were you born from a family of gardeners? And even then, it's doubtful. So you can't say to yourself, this is a dumb question. This is a stupid question. You have to go to the store. Talk to the people at the garden center. You give me a call, and I'll try and help you to the best that I can. But you've got to ask the questions before you purchase the plant. And one of the big mistakes that gardeners make is they go to the nursery and they see something in bloom and they go, oh, I got to have that. That's a plant that I have to have in my yard. Look at the color. Look at those leaves. I need to have one. They don't even ask. They just pick up the plant, all excited, go to the cashier, pay for it, bring it home, plant it, and don't even ask or read the label. So they'll buy a magnificent red flowering rhododendron. When they buy it, it's 2 feet tall. They put it in front of the house where they want it, but they put it underneath the window. The plant grows to 8 feet. So in 5 years, you can't see out the window. Ask the questions. Don't be scared. A good gardener is a gardener that asks before he acts.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like Theta Cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's our number. You talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you with your garden. Don, who do we have up next?
Up next, we have Joey from Cape Cod, who has a question about a corn plant.
Joey, good morning, and Happy New Year's to you.
Back at you, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call. I have a corn plant. It was given to me about 2 months ago. It's very tall. It's in a small pot. We've had it for a while. When I keep my house pretty cool, and I'm a little uncertain about the watering, but I need to tell you that the leaves are sort of turning brown and yellow, and it doesn't look like it's doing very well. I also should mention that when I got this plant 2 months ago, it was very top-heavy, so it fell down. And then to get it to stand up, I had to put it back in the upright position and sort of pull the trunk in its proper place and repack it with the soil. And I'm almost certain that I damaged some roots. Anything that you can do to help me would be appreciated.
Yeah. Is it just a single stem or is it a multi-stem pot? With
there's two main trunks coming out of the pot, and then each one is branching off to two long stems, which reach about 12 foot high.
Okay, and are both of them turning brown on the edges?
The lower group of leaves is sort of turning brown on the edges. It looks like it's doing better, but the one all the way at the top is getting pretty yellow and brown.
Okay, and are you feeding them at all?
No.
Okay. Why don't you start with a good application of fertilizer? You can use Neptune's Harvest, you can use Miracle-Gro, whatever you're using for your houseplants. I would definitely give them a good feed to try and repair some of the damage. If the plant fell over, I'm sure that some of the roots were broken in that collapsing of the plant. And some of the browning of the foliage, it could be that when the plant hit the ground, that some of those branches hit the ground and some of the tissue may have been crushed as it hit the floor. So, I would fertilize them. Now, if you're like me, you get busy, you forget about the houseplants, go to the garden center and ask them for Osmocote. It looks like a little BB. And you're going to put some depending on the size of your container. So it's, I think it's like 1 teaspoon for a 6-inch. If you go to an 8-inch, it's a tablespoon. But read the label, do that, and apply it uniformly all around that container. Scratch it into the soil, and then water. And every time you water that soil, that little pellet will absorb the moisture, and it will release a liquid fertilizer to that plant. And as a fertilizer, it will last for a minimum of 3 months. So that every time you water, and if you're watering it every 2 weeks, that means it gets fed by you every 2 weeks. So I would start with that. And because you want to push it right now to repair some of the damage, get a liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, and that will give you something that's water-soluble. And water-soluble means the fertilizer that you're applying, when you mix it with water, is soluble. It will become available to the plant instantly. The little pellet is water-soluble only when you flood your container with moisture. So begin with that. Next, what I would do is, if you can give that plant more sunshine from now until March, that would help a great deal. That particular plant needs bright light. And if you have a house, for example, that the walls are white, the plant will do better, believe it or not, than if your walls are pink or light blue, because it makes the room brighter with the white color. The next thing I would do, I don't want you painting the room for that. Take some scissors. Any of the brown edges, remove them. That will make the plant look much better right off the bat. But feed them on a regular basis. Water. Take your index finger, push it into the soil. If the soil is moist, leave it alone. But when you water, thoroughly soak the ground and get rid of the excess moisture. Don't let it sit in water.